Hello, Dave.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
It's Friday, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you have, and also to apply a very reduced rate for your well-established business. Now, I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you probably are also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yes. That's on a computer, though, no?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, on a computer, on a smartphone, that's where customers go when they don't know who to call. And for a lot of us, at least for some of the services we need, we don't know who to call. So people will be able to find your business if they're typing in hardwood or flooring contractor, hardwood refinishing or hardwood installation, whatever they might type in. Your company will pop up. Your website will be where they can see it on that first page of their search. They call you directly. So there's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's simply a flat monthly rate. As a well-established business, you qualify for reduced pricing. That rate would actually save you a little over 50%. It's going to bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. So one job that you weren't going to get otherwise would more than offset the cost of the service. It's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, you'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories because that's the content Google looks for and ultimately uses to determine what businesses they'll display on the first page. The companies on the first page are only there because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So, of course, they will create that content for you. It is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. However, as long as you choose to stay with us, that reduced pricing will stay with you. It's a fixed rate and a flat rate. No taxes, fees, surcharges. There's no lead fees. You don't pay for the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Now, it is a position that we are actively filling, looking just for the one company to work with. Is that something that you might want for your business at this point, that first page placement and the calls you would get?
Sure.
I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. So, you know, like I said, you'll be able to see exactly how effective the service is. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So far, no.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's a comprehensive program to keep you on that first page. There's a lot that we have to do to get you there and keep you there. But for you, it's as straightforward as can be. Straightforward pricing, it would bill once a month for exactly $299. There is no setup fee. And, of course, like I said, you're not paying a percentage of your profits or a lead fee or anything like that. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I see the business listed as Tally Spagnoli and Sons Flooring. Is that how you would want the company to be branded online?
Yes.
Okay. And then the website is spagnoliflooring.nyc. Good-looking website, by the way. Obviously, people will be able to learn a lot about your business, see the services you provide. It looks like the phone number that we are speaking on, that's a different number than the one on the website. Is this a good number, though, for us to contact you, the 917-559-14?
Yes, not to advertise.
Just to contact you. The one on the website, the 718- 718- 718- 252-9128. That's the business number. That's the one that you want us to promote for your company. So that number will be attached to all the content that we'll create for you. And then as far as an email address goes, and this is really more for us to contact you regarding your account, the SpagnoliFlooring@AOL.com. That's still a good email address for you?
Yes.
Okay. And Tara has your first name is Dave, not David. Is that correct?
My first name is David, but they call me Dave.
They call you Dave? Okay. And then, mm-hmm. Dave, what is your last name?
Buono. B-U-O-N-O.
You said B-U-R-O-N?
B-U-O-N-O.
Okay, gotcha. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll just be able to give you a quick phone call or send you a message, a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Me personally, it's cell or text. Text okay. Or call the cell.
Text or call that cell number. Okay. And then I did want to ask you, though, about the address that I saw, because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based. You got to the customer. There's no physical address where someone would go to see you. There's no address we would need to promote for the business online,
right? Of course there is. Of course there is.
Yeah, you have a showroom. Is it the 40 or a brick-and-mortar, the 4822 Avenue N?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's in Brooklyn, 11234. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we are going to want to verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure that we're accurately branding your business. If you want to be promoted as, you know, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. That would be a follow-up call just to dot the I's and cross the T's. And what I would do now, though, to secure the listing for your business is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as we're Google Premier Partners. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know it's month to month that we've reduced the rate to a fixed rate of exactly $299. Of course, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me, Dave, if you've got a question or want me to clarify the
intent
of my question.
Sorry. I thought you were done when you said if I had a question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to stop me. Go ahead. I mean, before we get that started.
Yeah, so that price is for what? Where?
Okay, so you're going to be a top option on the first pages of Google and Bing in that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. Any device that accesses the Internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC.
Let me rephrase the question, baby.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Where, not where on the screen.
For your service area?
Like location, yes.
Yeah, gotcha. So Tara put in the notes here, you want to pick specific areas where you want to be found. We will be able to target not like a specific mile radius. We will be able to target specific zip codes, subdivisions even,
right,
where it's going to be
like
most
that.
Profitable
okay.
for you to be found. So we'll be able to cover that in that follow-up call with our technician. And of course,
okay.
like I said, we can dial it in specifically. And then is it residential and commercial? Do you have a preference of one over the other?
Looking to do more residential.
What's more residential. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
residential. So, yeah, that follow-up call, like I said, we'll talk more about the exact services you provide and more specifically where you want to be found, even specific areas right down to not just zip codes but subdivisions. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question, if you want me to clarify my question. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, and I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, Dave, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, real quick before you start that. So are you talking one zip code, five zip codes, 10 zip codes? You're talking only Brooklyn? You're talking five boroughs? You're talking, what are you talking?
So we can do all five boroughs if you want. You know, we can target even outside of the boroughs.
I'm just trying to specify what that $299 is you know.
Yeah. It's covered. I mean, I can start it right now. Like I said, our client interview technician will get specific about it, but you know, it's going to be good.
You're
not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. That $299, even if you want to expand it out to the five boroughs, we can do that for you. There's an ad component that we can use to target specific zip codes and subdivisions.
Okay.
So you're not limited to one zip code. You're not limited to one borough. You're not limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as it's a service that you provide, our job is to make sure that you're popping up for that search, as long as that person is in your service area.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
So if you don't have any other questions, I'll get that voice verification started. And like I said, if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair. I'm good. I'm ready now.
Okay, give me
Thank you for answering those questions.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And like I said, if you have any other questions, feel free to stop me. There's a lot of information in the voice verification that might trigger a question or two, and don't hesitate to ask if you've got a question. Let me get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Sure. Tully Spagnoli and Sons Flooring.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And just to be specific and clarify, the and between the Spagnoli and Sons is the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, not A and D spelled out, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. That's how I have it. That's how we'll keep it. And then, again, I do have your name, but Dave, for the recording, please state your name and your official title within the business.
David Bono, President.
Okay, and then David, as the president of Tully Spagnoli & Sons Flooring, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Correct, yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Dave, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services in your service area are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive to cell phone calls, text messages, emails, even coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Dave. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask, of course, is all the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already, in fact, providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Very fair.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we're going to make sure that the information that's already out there, it's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll do that in the beginning to make sure the information that's out there already is accurate. We'll fix it if it is not. I do see 119 for East 38th Street as an address. We'll fix that and make sure that it's all consistently the 4822 Avenue N. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with the reduction in the cost of the service, with there not being a setup fee, with it being month-to-month, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term of course, there's no setup fee, will be charged today, the 15th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. Dave, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Like I said, there is also a paid ad component that will allow us to target strategically and specifically throughout your service area, target specific zip codes, even subdivisions where it's most profitable for you to be found. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that is a fixed rate that will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can certainly do so by simply contacting our client support team. Dave, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dave, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Dave, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that does conclude the voice verification.
Excellent.
And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa, please.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Yes.
How does that appear?
Both.
You're both? Okay. And is it Dave or David on that card?
David.
Any middle initial?
G.
You said G, okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. Dave, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Second. Sorry about that. Okay, 4563.
Yes, sir.
3100. 3021. 4104.
The expiration month and year?
0227.
0227. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
826.
So I've got 826, 826 on the back, and February or 02 of 2027 for the expiration. Dave, was the card itself 4563-3100-3021-4104?
Yes.
And does that card bill at the 4822 Avenue N, or is there a different billing address for that card?
4822 Avenue N.
And that's 11234.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
You can email it.
Sure. You'll get that email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is, of course, Eastern time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you'll receive that email in just a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Dave, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We are booked out for the rest of the day. Like I said, closed on the weekend, so we're looking out to Monday. Looks like the earliest we could do would be 10 a.m. The latest would be 5 p.m.
Could do like Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. I mean, if you're looking out to Wednesday, the calendar is wide open. 10 a.m. all the way up to 6 p.m. Did you want something early, midday, towards the end of the day?
6 p.m. sounds good.
What time?
2? 6 p.m. sounds good.
Oh, 6. Okay. So we'll put it down for 6. It'll be scheduled from 6 until 7. It's a one-hour window. The call takes about half an hour. So it'll get to you maybe just a few minutes after 6, get you off the phone pretty close to 6:30. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, just those basic questions and a couple of others. You'll receive a reminder email through our automated system an hour prior to that call. So at 5 o'clock, you'll receive that reminder. And I'm going to send you in just a second here a calendar invite. That calendar invite going to your email is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. There's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Nope, I just got a text message that my credit card was charged.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not coming from us. That's coming from your card issuer. But our system looks like it should have sent that email out to you, to that email address that I have.
Yeah, I deal with the Outlook, so it's a little bit of a... takes a little while sometimes.
Okay.
Excuse me.
No problem. Yeah, it's late in the day, late in the week. I hear you.
I mean, the text message should have came through. You texted
yourself? Yeah, we texted, well, the number that we're speaking on, yeah.
Right? Yep, that's yourself.
The text message should have gone to the number that we are speaking on, the 1451 number.
Yes.
Okay. So if you've received that text message, it goes right where right where it should be, right where we want it to go. If you do receive the email, of course, it's got the invoice below it in the body of the email. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click on the click here, it is hyperlinked to where that text message goes, which is Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that? Are you able to open that?
How do you want me to open it? I didn't get anything.
You have not received either the text or the email?
No.
Okay. So I do see it sent on our end, so hopefully you will receive it. I do want to get you off the phone here, not take up your day, especially moving into the weekend already here. We do have your client interview scheduled for Wednesday, again at 6 o'clock, but when you do receive the text message, it's going to have the terms and conditions talking about the services that we'll provide for you. At the bottom of it, it's going to want, there's a long line that goes across it, and when you see it, it'll make perfect sense, but at the very bottom, there's a small box above a line that goes, that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. In the confirm signature box below it, just type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. That's first name, David, with the middle initial of G, and then your last name, and then hit the confirm signature. What that does, David, is, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's the flat rate, that we've reduced both the subscription cost, waived the setup fee, It does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, once you're successful in doing that, it's going to ask you for a username and your password. That's how you know that you're completed at what I'm actually asking you to do. And don't worry about trying to log in or put in a username or password at that point. It's just the automated system thinking that your tracking system is already active and that you are trying to log in to access it. Your username,
right,
though, is your... Okay. So if you can, while you're still on there, open that up.
Yeah,
and like I said, down at the bottom.
So I do the text or the email? Which one's email?
The text goes right where we want it to go. The invoice email, you got to click on the click here, but they do both eventually go to the same place.
All right, so let's do the fastest. Go ahead.
Yeah, fastest should be the text. If it pulls up quickly, goes right to where we want it to go, and you can, like I said, scroll down, click the box above the line, copy and paste, or type in your name as it appears. No period after the G, though, just the G, so David G, and then your last name.
You want me to click support?
The box above it that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer.
I'm sorry. I think you're moving ahead of yourself. I just opened the text message. What would you like me to do?
Okay, so at the very bottom, on the left-hand side, it should say services, Google Business Profile Optimization as the first thing.
You don't realize who you're talking to. You're talking to an illiterate when it comes to the stuff, pal. I just opened the text message. What do you want me to do? You want me to click the support.com? Is that what you want me to do?
Well, I'm just trying to...
This phone number?
No, I'm just trying to see what text message you got sent out, because the system will eventually, a minute or so after, and you may have received them both already, a welcome text email, but there's the one that we're looking for, and it may even be, I do see now after I refresh it, the welcome email was sent as well, and the text as well, so... we're actually looking for the other one. If you have received them, they both should have gotten to you by now. The system waits, but just for a couple of minutes before it sends the welcome email. And I think that's the one, the text that you're looking at is the welcome text.
All right, so that doesn't sound good. Let's go through the email.
Yeah, the email
my guy's
might
on the roll in, man.
There's probably going to be a welcome email as well, but the one that you want says local splash initial invoice.
Okay.
And then in the body of that email, of course, it says thank you for choosing local splash, and then please click here to accept the subscription terms. It's got your invoice at the bottom of the email.
Yeah, I don't see that, pal.
Okay. You know, our technician would be able to walk you through that, but not any better than I could. What email do you see?
One
like
that says
subject?
Welcome, and one that says Paul Gordon, Local Splash.
Okay, click on that second one, not the welcome email.
Right, the Paul Gordon?
Yeah.
It's an invitation. That's all it is.
Oh, no,
there's no invoice. There's nothing like that.
Okay, so that is your
Can I authorize somebody else to finish this, and you call the office on Monday, and...
I mean...
This isn't my thing, man. My job is to make the money. I don't do this stuff.
I got gotcha.
30 minutes.
Like I said, I was trying to get you off the phone even without you receiving that text, but then you received it right at the very end there.
Yeah, of course.
Not a problem.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem at all. Like I said, you should receive the text message. All we need you to do is click that you're the authorized holder on the card, type in your first name, your middle initial, no period after the middle initial. You can have someone else do that for you as well. Just the name as it exactly appears. In fact, you can copy and paste it in there. But other than that, I appreciate your time and your patience. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. We're looking forward to getting this going for you.
Thank you. And Paul, if I don't get this text or I'm a little confused, then why, you just call Monday?
Yeah, I mean, we can call on Monday. Your client interview is scheduled on Wednesday. Is late in the day good for me to give you a call, maybe around 5 o'clock, something like that, 6 even?
Or,
I mean, if you want me to, your client interview, your follow-up call is scheduled for Wednesday at 6. We can even have our technician walk you through or someone else walk you through the everything there, including the terms and conditions. It can wait till Wednesday if you're okay with that.
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
All righty. So expect that call in the 6 o'clock hour. Like I said, maybe not right at 6. There's a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call.
No problem, Paul. Thank you so much, man.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you. You too. Thank you so much for your time. Take care. Thank you, Dave.
You.
Thank you, too.